I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Our Private Moments. It's now Short and Sweet episodes where we round up all of our favorite guests and all of our favorite moments and different things. And this week we have a private moment from MIC alumni Maver. We talked about her relationship with James, arguments at MIC, how the producers love it, how she can't hide her emotions on the show. We talk about Miles. Anyway, it was just a great catch up with her. This is a little private moment for you. I hope you enjoy it. Here it is, Maver on Our Private Moments. The reason I got you on, well, not the reason I got you on, but one of the reasons I got you on is because you're just one of the funniest people. I didn't make New Chelsea for 10 years, right? Mm-hmm. And we've obviously done Main Chelsea when we were together, but you're just amazing, like on it, like insane on it. Have you been watching it?
I've seen clips on Instagram. You've been tearing it up. What's actually been going on? So
yeah, why don't you explain to all the listeners what's been happening?
Guys, I was expecting that.
Yeah, here we go. Can't wait.
What? I don't know where to start.
Start at the beginning. Let's talk about this series. So you have this series and it seems like you and James become on rocky ground. Mm-hmm. And so you go on rocky ground. And why are you guys on rocky ground?
Because I think now I'm going to speak for many women.
Yeah.
Because they feel the same way as me, or they used to feel the same way as me, I don't know, whatever. You know, when you get to the stage in your relationship after 2-3 years and you start to go through ups and downs because it's life, I guess.
Because you have to move to Cambridge.
Because you have to move to Cambridge. No, because that was before that, obviously. It's just, you know, you get to that
stage.
The routine. Yes, exactly. Yeah. And I mean, let's just be realistic. I'm pretty sure it happens to everyone, every couple.
Of course.
So the thing is, with me and James being kind of like different, obviously, like two different cultures, I would be more the type of girl, like I'm going to express myself, is not going to do it. So obviously, if I'm not happy, I'm going to have to say how I feel and just not brushing things under the carpet, which I noticed
which
some English
very,
people
very
do
English,
that.
English people
British
do that.
Terrible. I really can't stand that. And honestly, I love English people. I love their mentality. But that thing, wow, I can't. But anyway. But
let's not talk about it. Let's just move on.
Yeah. But I just want to quickly get into that bit. It's true. English people, we choose to ignore what is happening right in front of us. And we do it because we're embarrassed to approach the situation. We're cowards. right? Like, I'm very. It's true. I am. Yeah. I'm very much like that, where I don't front up to situations, and that's happened in my past relationships where they didn't work, is because I just didn't have the balls to say what was going wrong or what
to,
I liked.
To admit that you've been.
Shut up, you little master cheater over here.
Master cheater? Yes. Was that a new show on Channel 4?
Master
cheater.
Yeah, master cheater. Yeah, you little cheater over there. Oh, you're so
shut
bad.
Up.
But it's true, but the but we do, we brush things up. And is James a little bit like that as well, that he won't approach things so much?
James is less like that, now since he's with me, because I force him to express himself and he doesn't really have the choice. But no, actually what I liked about him when I met him is because he was not really like that, so I quite liked it, but still kind of like brushing things under the carpet sometimes. Anyway, and yeah, and what you saw lately in the series was just me completely losing my shit, as usual, not being able to control myself, being unhappy, being bored, being not feeling desired, all those feelings that many girls can relate sometimes, you know, and then, yeah, and that was the wrong timing, and then, yeah, kind of like...
But it's.
I bet the producers love it when they see you getting
and
revved
they loved
up.
It. Of they course
do. They
of course
they
do.
Love it.
Of
and
course.
Also, I think with you, Maver, they can sort of just... You're like a ticking time bomb in like a great way. So they could literally, you'll see you having a conversation with James or someone, and they could literally go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, boom, and then you go, because it's great, because you can't hide your emotions.
No, I can't, and I should. I'm
no,
working.
You shouldn't. Why should you?
I'm working on that, because certain things you can't say. Certain things sometimes you say it can hurt people, and if you start hurting people that you love, then it's just not fair, and I should probably control myself a little bit more sometimes.
No, but you shouldn't change yourself for anyone. I think
no,
I don't
worry about that.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, just making sure right there. But also, I suppose it's hard to... The reason why I did Main Chelsea for so long is I was quite good at saying things on camera. I didn't mind. For me, I could say it on camera and I could say it in real life. I just was like, whatever.
I know.
Yeah, you're like that. But it takes a sort of slightly unique person to be able to say things for other people to sort of criticize or whatever. Mm. Why do you feel comfortable doing it?
I feel comfortable doing it because I think in a way, the fact that I love, for me, it's important to express myself and to say exactly how I feel all the time. If I'm in front of a camera, I can even doing even more. And sometimes you are in a situation where you've been forced to do it. Yeah. So it's even better. And sometimes you can even actually resolve your problems quicker. In a way, that's why I don't
yeah,
mind.
That's what I found.
That was
that's
one,
what
of
I
the, one of the things doing the show is because you're forced to confront the issue. Like you have to go and speak to that person, so you end up like making up or not making up a lot quicker than you normally would, right?
Yeah, that's what I liked about it, because you did. You were able to, like I said, you were able to say stuff that you would never normally say.
Mm.
But some people can't handle that. Some people don't like that.
No, and James doesn't like that, obviously. But it's, you know, it's our life, it's our job.
But then we also have to get into the other bit, right? And we're going to go around all... I want to hear like everything, your history and all this kind of stuff. But there's an amazing moment I've never seen in my entire life. Someone be so overly sexy towards... It was the bit where you said to Miles... seducing, that's not saying you. Forgot I've never seen someone seduce someone so much in my entire life. I've never ever. Have you seen
we
this?
Don't know which clip
oh
this is.
My god, it's insane. Maver's chatting to Miles, and.
Oh, is this what you're trying on a.
Because we probably haven't explained
bra or something.
We haven't explained
a few
it.
Few times, so. I don't know which part you're talking about.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's explain it a bit more. So, you and James, you're not feeling desired, you're going through a rocky patch. It's how it happens in relationships, all these kind of things. He kissed someone, is that right?
Yes, he did, actually.
Yeah, he kissed someone. He kissed someone, which is not a good thing.
Were you on a break, or...?
And we weren't on a break. I can't actually remember.
Anyway,
we were, but we were trying to fix things, and then he got really drunk that night, and he kissed someone, and I heard about that, and for me, that was straight into my head.
How much anger when he kind of...
I was red, fuming, and I was just like, okay, well, if you want to play that card, then we're going to do that. All right?
Because then what happened is there's this moment, and Miles and you, obviously, your history, I want to hear about that, but there's a moment where you were standing next to Miles. It's at night. You both maybe had a couple of drinks. And you say to Miles, do you want to sleep with me?
Do you want to have sex with me?
Do you want to have sex with me? Which is even better, I think. And Miles didn't know what to say or do. And but was that, is that you just really saying it, or was it more to seduce Miles and know that you could have him and just almost piss off James?
No, that was completely, that was literally a whole plan in my head. That was me basically.
That's amazing.
Like step by step, it's like me going to James being like, I'm not happy, I'm sad, and I want to shake you because I want you to wake up. And you know when a woman at some point she's like, you know, what about the attention? What about not being seen by your partner? What about not feeling desired? What about not being your true, authentic self in front of your partner? You get sad and it's really frustrated, and I couldn't communicate with him. So we went through ups and downs because of that. We started arguing a lot. That brought us to break up. He did kiss a girl, and when he did that, for me, it was just like this.
Surely that means you should break up though. Surely that means that's like a breakup. Was that not like
that was a breakup? That was a break. That was a breakup. He got really annoyed. He basically wanted to make me realize that what basically there was nothing wrong in our life. For him, his point of view was there was nothing wrong in our life. It's life. We go through ups and downs, and so what? For me, it was more. I need more. And because of the misunderstanding and everything, we got to the point where we're starting to actually really hurt each other. Mm. And I found the perfect person to hurt James, which was Miles.
You didn't find, you knew.
I knew, of course.
I think you've done this before though with Miles, right? You've used Miles as like a... like a tool to get back at James, right?
No, when was that?
No, I don't think so, no.
But yeah, you and Miles have had like an on-off thing for ages though, right?
Well, of course, me and Miles, we had our history and everything, but now that I know that I feel absolutely nothing for Miles, I just thought that I know that if I go to Miles and I just like use my charm a little bit, mm-hmm. he would literally jump and he would be okay with it. So I was like, this
he
is
would
my...
literally jump.
Yes, and this is what happened. So I was like, I want my revenge and I'm going to go way too far, which is ridiculous. And am I going to lose James for good?
Remember, guys, thank you so much for listening. Our private moments are out every week on Monday, so you can get your little fix of private parts at the start of your week. And if you want more, you can go back and listen to the full episode with Mava, which we will link in the bio. So just go and click that. And we'll see you on Monday for another one of our private moments.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.